Alaska has more pilots and airplanes per capita than any other state. And this weekend is their own version of the Great Alaska Sportsman Show. It's a chance to see the latest airplanes and flight products and visit with old friends. The show is organized by the Alaska Airmen's Association. Rex Gray is a board member of the organization and a pilot. He has this story.
It's quiet today at Lake Hood, the world's largest seaplane base adjacent to the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. I asked Dee Hansen, Executive Director of the Alaska Airmen's Association, about that.
I just noticed coming over here that Lake Hood is still frozen out here. Is that kind of late for this year?
Actually, I think because of all the snow, yes. But normally, this is when the light goes out, is the first week of May.
Mm-hmm.
Like clockwork, this might be the first year that it's not out. I think that it's key for this show.
The show is the Great Alaska Aviation Gathering. It's an aviation trade show that has become the annual kickoff to Alaska's summer flying season. Hansen says it's not like other aviation trade shows around the country.
You go to other shows out, you know, the lower 48, and you can walk a trade show in two or three hours easily. Mm-hmm. But this show, everybody knows everybody. It's a big, like, gathering. And people will hang out for a good 2 days, say hi to everybody they haven't seen in a year, catch up, tell some stories, and shop.
The Alaska Airmen's Association, a nonprofit of about 2,500 members, put together this show. The goal is to promote general aviation in Alaska. FedEx donates the use of their hangar, the largest in the state, for the indoor booths and vendors. 14 airplanes will be displayed inside. The military will have an F-22 outside, and a FedEx cargo airplane will be available for tours. Hansen says the success of the show is that it's strictly aviation.
I think that we have the right formula. Uh-huh. You have to be aviation to be at this trade show. A lot of people would like to kind of piggyback and come in because they see, you know, what the clientele that's here. But I think we have the winning equation that it's aviation only.
The Great Alaska Aviation Gathering opens Saturday at 9 a.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. and closes both days at 5. Seminars will be held both days. The trade show wraps up Sunday with someone winning an airplane for a $50 raffle ticket. But Hansen says the show isn't about making money.
It's about getting the word out of how important aviation is up here. It's our largest community outreach program that we do. And that's why we open up to the general public. It's important that everybody knows how important aviation is in the state. And like I said, who knows who might be interested in learning how to fly and generating that love that we all share for flying.
Investments will also be made in Alaska's aviation future in the form of three $2,500 scholarships for flight and maintenance education. The ice still may be in this weekend at Lake Hood, preventing pilots from getting in the air, but at the trade show, there will be lots of hangar flying. In pilot speak, that means sitting around on the ground, sharing your favorite aviation adventures with whoever will listen. In Anchorage, I'm Rex Gray.